Nevada business leaders say a special session of the legislature might be needed to help lure Tesla Motors to the state. They say we need to deal with incentives to lure the electric car company to Reno, and we need to do it now. But the odds of a special session being called are close to zero. Nevada has a head start in the competition for the $5 billion Tesla battery factory after company officials confirmed they had done preliminary work on a site east of Sparks. But will the efforts to attract Tesla to Nevada be sidelined by the $500 million state tab to help build the factory? Joining us now is Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Ray Bacon, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you.
You have said that a special session is the only way to legislate any package of incentives to help lure Tesla's $5 billion battery factory to the state. Why do we need to offer Tesla incentives?
This is probably a good parallel to the Citibank project, which was, about 25 years ago, which brought in, if I remember correctly, 5,000 or 6,000 jobs to Southern Nevada. This thing is talking about 6,000-plus jobs to Northern Nevada, which is about 20%, 25% of the state's population versus 70% down south. So this comparatively is a big deal. Incentives at this stage of the game have some limitations on them, and there may be something in there that is reasonable change that has to be a deal breaker, or is it deal maker or breaker, one of the two.
Okay, so if those things need to be discussed, what should the state offer to Tesla as part of the deal?
My estimation as to the way that this thing would go is it would be a situation where the governor and the speaker and the Senate majority leader would have a fundamental agreement, and it would be in order to close the deal, but there would already be an agreement with Tesla in order to close the deal, that there is something which is relatively simple which can be modified to make the deal a closure. I don't think we can sweeten the pot at all. I think this has to be a deal closure.
But in terms of dollar figures, what does the state need to offer? What's the value of what we need to offer?
I don't necessarily think it's dollars. I think it may be something else. I think it may be, you know, right now the tax deferrals and things like that can only go out for X years, and it may change from X years to X plus 5 or X plus 10 or whatever type situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure we're talking money.
So it was, well, you've said, that number is around 6,500 people estimated to be employed by Tesla in this plant. But by your estimation, a battery factory alone doesn't get you to that number. Help us to flesh that out a little bit.
We're assuming because Tesla's existing assembly plant is a pretty automated operation, the battery operation that they're going to build is going to be a fairly automated operation. They're trying to lower the cost of batteries so that they can get a more economical version of their vehicle on the road. So they want to take it from, I think the current price is something like $80,000, and they want to take it down to like a $35,000 or $40,000 car. And the batteries are a large cost. So that's going to mean a fairly automated factory, and the more you automate, normally the less employees you need. So I'm guessing, and this is wild speculation on my part, that the battery operation itself is probably in the range of 2,000 employees.
Mm-hmm. So if Tesla does choose to build a factory near Reno, how would the company change the perception of Nevada?
Oh, it would be huge. First of all, at this stage of the game, manufacturing in this state runs about less than 4% of total employment. So we are not a major manufacturing company. This would open the door. They would become, if they truly got to the 6,500 employee level, they would be the largest manufacturer in the state by 2x, almost 3x.
Almost 3.
Of the next largest one.
Ray Bacon is Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Mr. Bacon, thanks very much for joining us.
You're always welcome.